Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On this glorious Christmas day, we have good news to share with you. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, Matt, as we share the great news, the good news of the gospel today, that Jesus came down in the human flesh to live among us and to save us for all eternity, you know, we have the opportunity to help defend that religious freedom, to share that good news in so many different ways.
Yeah, this is a great day to celebrate, to remember all around the world this day where we remember and honor the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who incarnated God into humanity, became one of us, to live a life as a human, still God, and bear our sins. This really is the essence of the gospel, that he is divine, that he came to pay the penalty for our sins, that he died for our sins.
He came to die. Think about that.
Rose again from the dead. That's the essence of the gospel. That's the early Christian creed. This is really on which everything of our faith hangs, as 1 Corinthians chapter 15 so clearly illustrates and enunciates. And the good news is we have just made the way for the Good News Clubs in Hawaii. And other places, but most recently, Hawaii. Child Evangelism Fellowship is the largest Christian ministry in the world, and by far the largest Christian ministry for young people. It really focuses on that 4 to 14 age window, basically elementary school age, kindergarten through fifth grade time frame, generally speaking. And it has a ministry around the world, but in the United States, one of the ministries is called the Good News Clubs, and most of those clubs are on public school campuses. There can be other places as well, private schools, homeschools, community centers, but many of them are on public school property immediately after school. And these are great opportunities to literally take, if you will, Sunday school to the public school immediately after school. In that same facility, to be able to take the good news of Jesus Christ to these critically important ages, roughly 5 through 12, 4 to 14 window is the bigger window, but 5 through 12 is the general time frame. And Hawaii used to allow the Good News Clubs there on their campuses just like others, but then COVID hit. They shut down all the clubs because they shut down all the schools. And then when the COVID restrictions were lifted, like we saw in Rhode Island and we've seen in other places, they gradually allowed the secular clubs back on campus, but they then continued to deny the Good News Clubs equal access.
Yeah, specifically in six different elementary schools on the various islands, they did not allow them to reopen. So Liberty Counsel, as we have often defended Child Evangelism Fellowship and their Good News Clubs, sued Hawaii and the various officials there, government officials on the island. And finally, as a result, we won that lawsuit. And now these Good News Clubs have the freedom to be established back into these schools again.
Yeah, Hawaii is a critically important case because they were doing the same thing that we saw in Rhode Island. And now we have a precedent from Rhode Island where we won earlier this year in 2024.
And it's really, you know, it's really maddening that a lot of these states, Hawaii being an example, they used COVID as an excuse not to reestablish these clubs.
They used COVID as an excuse, and so they shut down all the clubs, and then as they reopened the schools, they've allowed the secular clubs on campus, after-school clubs. But then when Child Evangelism Fellowship wanted to have their Good News Clubs back on campus, they said no. So for a while, the leaders of the CEF Hawaii have been asking these public schools in Hawaii to allow them back on campus, and they gave all kinds of reasons why they're not going to allow them back on campus. So we filed a federal lawsuit, and that federal lawsuit now is resulting in a statewide, not just with regards to the schools in question, but a statewide permanent injunction. This means that all of the schools in Hawaii will have to provide equal access, equal opportunity, equal treatment to these Good News Clubs. They can no longer discriminate against them because they allow all these other secular non-religious clubs on campus. They must also allow these Christian clubs on campus as well.
Right.
And these are great opportunities because Good News Clubs, they transform children's lives.
Mm-hmm.
They teach them good morals and character development. They teach them to love, to forgive. They teach them respect and honor.
How to be good citizens.
Yeah, of each other and also of their people that they report to, their teachers, their staff.
And these clubs are free, but they also require parents' permission before they allow the children in the club.
And they'll read scripture verses, they'll memorize scripture verses, they'll sing Christian songs.
And they're fun, yeah.
They're fun,
mm-hmm.
and they're transformative. So a lot of these kids would never go to a church. So churches really ought to be behind these Good News Clubs, because they are really an amazing opportunity to take the good news
mm-hmm.
to the public schools, to these kids that never would actually come to your church. So some families, for example, they may allow their child to go with their permission, of course. They may not be Christians, but they may like the idea that there's an extra program after school. They can leave them after school a little mm-hmm. bit longer, an extra hour. Or they may like the fact that it teaches good morals. What happens oftentimes are these kids then are transformed because they hear the gospel of Jesus
right.
Christ. They hear the good news of our Lord. And not only are their lives transformed, but their behavior and their interaction with others is visibly noticeable. And then they go back home and their parents, they also see that their kids have been transformed. And they wonder, what is it? What do you have that I don't have? And so some of these kids end up leading their parents
Absolutely.
To the Lord.
Absolutely. It's really a neat outreach. And, you know, there are some churches that host these Good News Clubs. So what a great outreach, you know, for a church to have an impact on their community, starting with the children, you know, sharing the gospel, making it fun for the children to learn more about Jesus, and then the entire family would eventually come to the church. So I think that's a win-win.
It's a win-win. And, you know, you would think, as we've said before, that all of these school districts would want a Good News Club
oh,
on
yes.
campus, because we've had testimony from bus drivers, from principals that have said under oath in cases where we've litigated that they have seen a noticeable behavioral difference for the positive good whenever these kids go to these Good News Clubs.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have is individuals who, they don't really care about that, but they have a very specific anti-Christian, anti-faith perspective, and they want to eliminate these clubs from
campus.
And
they're not afraid to discriminate against them,
no,
obviously.
And they do. And that's what happened up in Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the template's the same. We've seen this everywhere. It's almost like a conspiracy, if you
right.
will, where they've gotten together, but I'm not sure if they have or not. I think they just did it. Rhode Island did the same thing. They allowed clubs. COVID shut down the schools. They allowed secular clubs back on campus. Some of the schools said no to Good News Clubs. We filed suit. We won. They had to pay damages. Hawaii did the same thing. We filed suit. We're getting a permanent injunction statewide that covers every school in all of the islands. And that means they have to give equal access. And then Hawaii has to pay $100,000 in damages. And then consequently, we're now we just filed suit in Oakland, California. Mm-hmm. We've won other cases in California, but it's the same template.
Right.
Oakland did the same thing. They shut down the schools for COVID. They allowed the secular ones back on campus. No to the Good News Clubs. This is systemic, Holly. It's happening all over the country.
Right. And, you know, we've intervened in other cases, some in California and other states, where we've had to send demand letters. Fortunately, we haven't had to go into litigation, but we have been actively litigating throughout 2024 on behalf of these Good News Clubs so the children can hear the gospel.
So today, as we celebrate and acknowledge the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, favorite day of the year, favorite season of the year, this time of Christmas, where people all over the world are able to think, spending some time to think, taking moments to reflect on our lives, on the past year, on the year coming forward, and especially for what we can be grateful for, the good news of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection from the dead. Continue to pray for Liberty Counsel and our legal team, all of our entire staff, as we continue to defend and advance the good news of Jesus Christ by opening the doors, kicking down the doors, if you will, that are closed, particularly these involving Good News Clubs, but in many other areas around the nation as well. So from all of us at Liberty Counsel, we wish you a very blessed and merry Christmas. For more information, visit us at lc.org/CEF.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.